This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
No money now, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Yeah, try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Yeah, try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 302 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Primo in the building, Mal Davis, Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. And we are talking the biggest W, the Eagles-Vikings recap. Talk about a glorious day. Tremendous vibes. Starting off with the tailgate, it was a great ride. It was almost like it was building and building. The game was the cherry on top. We're talking about a dominant performance. You know, it wasn't a complete dominant performance because the second half was, you know, they could have closed them out. But we saw some really great things. Jalen Hurts, for all you people, first of all, you people out here hating on Jalen Hurts, y'all feel it a certain way today, and I don't give a damn how y'all feel, because you might be conflicted. But the people out here supporting the quarterback, supporting the progression of your starting quarterback, we're happy to see what we saw yesterday. That was one of his best performances. That laser in the seams, taking the top off the defense of the Quez, making a safety make a business decision, and the crowd was on a 10 or I'd say 11 yesterday. Everyone was geeked. I think everyone collectively as a whole, the fans, the team, we're at one right now. We're at one right now, and it's a good vibe.
The funniest thing though that I saw was I don't think we talked. Well, last week we was talking about the Jalen Rager revenge game.
You didn't feel that?
Now, I felt the booze because I was cracking up because I was at a live casino and they had the big screen on it, and when he I was like, what's going on? And I saw the five back there returning punts and everybody's like, boo! But to me, when he said a revenge game and the coach said he understood, the only way I understand is if you're doing good on our squad and then we just totally fuck over you and we see you somewhere else, or we just don't give you playing time to prove yourself. You got chance upon chance upon chance to prove yourself. A revenge? What revenge? We don't want to need the revenge. Somebody should have laid your ass out. I was just pissed that we didn't get a chance to truly hit him, and we didn't get a chance to truly hit him. Like, I felt like some of the defensive people wanted to hit him, especially talking about a revenge game.
And you know. As sure as hell that if the Vikings would have ended up squeaking out a game last night, even if Jalen Rager did absolutely nothing, he'd be all over Twitter today talking about, revenge is best culture, yep, all that shit.
He didn't have – the thing is, it's like I had a conversation one time with somebody who was on a practice squad of a Super Bowl winning team, which is cool, but what are you bickering with me for? I start. You don't even fucking play. So you don't have shit to talk about to me about. You wasn't on the field. You were part of it, but you weren't part of it. Nobody knows you're part of it unless you break it out. It's like, oh, so you were on the team? So it was kind of like one of those situations, because when the revenge thing came up and it kept coming up after our show, I was like, we're talking about somebody that might not even be active. And I was like, I don't know if any of that registered to y'all. We're talking about a bum. I don't, you know. But that was the one thing that I was happy that I cried, that the crowd that you guys did there, because you guys were at the game. I was at Live Casino, but it resonated throughout the casino, because if everybody's like, turn around, like, what the hell was that? Because we had the TV up live too, though. It was great though, dude. I was happy that everybody did that though.
Now, Ev, I know you had an interesting day. Now, Evan, see, we talk about a trooper. Evan is a guy who, you know, in the fourth quarter, you know, this guy was on the highway and his bumper falls off.
What?
He still makes it to a tailgate, and he's here to live and tell his truth today.
Yesterday was full of bad omens. I'm going to be real with you. So it started off shitty as hell. Let me back up to earlier in the week. My car was parked and it was hit by an 18 wheeler. Guy took the corner too tight and he took out knocked my bumper off. I was able to clip it back in. I've just been waiting to get in contact with his insurance company. Anyway, yesterday I'm driving to the tailgate and all of a sudden it sounds like I ran something over on 95, because that is the bumpiest road in America. You feel you're riding a horse
every day. Yeah, you're
right. It's awful. And so I'm riding down that bumpy ass road, and then all of a sudden it sounded like I ran something over, and then the noise kept going. I was like, oh no, that's the bumper. That's the bumper. And so I'm on 95 on the median around like exit like 20, like where it's busy as hell. And just trying to clip my bumper back in. I'm looking behind me so I can run out into traffic and get on the right side. It sucked. And anyway, I looked at that whole situation and I was like, this is not the way I wanted to start my day. I want to go to this tailgate and just enjoy myself, because going into the game, honestly, I thought it was going to be more of a shootout. I did not think it was going to be such a one-sided affair. But dude, that was the most perfect evening. That was a great way to cap off a great tailgate. I mean, Jalen Hurts was perfect. He did absolutely everything right in that game. And the defense was phenomenal. Darius Slay was playing out of his mind last night, man. Like, we talk about Big Play Slay, like, that is in full effect right now. Big Play Slay, he could have had 5 interceptions last night. The dude was just on one. And Jalen Hurts, like, whatever you wanted, whether it was him running the ball, throwing deep, finding a guy in traffic, like, the dude didn't miss last night. He had the best game he has had as a starting Eagles quarterback so far in Eagles green. I loved what I saw last night. And Mal, we're 2 steps in to 17-0, bro. 2 steps in.
Let's get there, bro. We know where the train is headed, man. 17-0. We know where we're going.
Ready? No. I'm gonna defer some to Prime. Like, was watching our safety play. I think I saw somebody get laid out. That came up and laid somebody out. I did. Was it Epps that came up and laid somebody out?
Epps with another huge hit.
I love Epps, bro.
Busy,
bro.
Yeah, he came up and laid somebody out. And I'm gonna just make a statement and kick it to Prime. I was kind of surprised at the way that we deployed our defense. And at the way we actually put pressure on the quarterback, and what do you know? We got turnovers. Tell me about it, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed the coffin right there with that statement, man. It's the truth. I mean, being in the building and seeing it live, I mean, these guys were on point yesterday. And you know, just kind of going back to the beginning of the day, like Evan, it was a long ass day for the crew, man. You know, our day pretty much started from like almost 6:30 a.m. that yesterday, catching up with PHL17, doing a quick clip with them at Xfinity, and then going into work, coming out of work, coming home, loading up, heading back to the link to catch up with these guys. You know, it was a very exhausting day, but maybe, you know, this is what we do. This is what we love to do. We love to do it for the fans. The fans gave it right back by attending, and it was a great turnout yesterday, man. That tailgate was popping. I mean, it was popping from the very beginning. Before I even got there, Gail was calling me. He was like, yo, man, there's like almost 40, 50 people already here. And I'm like, shit. Yeah, so.
They said, where are the cheesesteaks?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I caught a lot of those. You know what's crazy? Sorry to cut you off, Prime, but when I pull the hot dogs out, people's like, oh, we're not doing cheesesteaks today. I was like, it's called an appetizer. My God.
And I even brought the burgers out. You know what I mean? We never got around to getting those on the grill. But hey, look, man.
Evan, to as one, like, when you get there, The dogs are always supposed to be ready because we waiting on the cheese sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
The dogs, you're always supposed to have them already roasted. That's to get the people over there, and then you start hooking up the cheese sticks.
Exactly, exactly.
You just put the dogs on. I'm like, damn.
Well, the dogs, what's sad about the dogs is I can cook all of them at once because it's a big-ass grill, and I can just throw them all on at once. But, yeah, people, they see the dogs. They're like, I guess we're not doing cheese sticks today. I was like, patience. We got five, 4 hours of tailgate going on.
The line for the cheese sticks was pretty much popping yesterday.
Oh, it was. And thank you, Prime, for helping out with that yesterday.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know what it is, teamwork. But, you know, just getting back into the game details, man. Yeah, it was – that place was lit. You asked the question, what was it like? What was the chemistry like? It definitely seemed like a playoff chemistry. It was a Monday Night Football. We were waiting for this game all season, you know what I mean, the home opener. And from the time it started, you know, the way that offense went down that field, scored that first touchdown, we literally had one Minnesota fan pretty much in our facility that was sitting next to us. And he started off being so aggressive, and I'm telling you, by that third play, that dude sat down and just shut up. And he stood like that for the rest of the game. me being me, I'm in his ear like, you know, too fucking easy. Like that's how that offense made it look. You know what I mean? And look, there he goes right there. That's how he was just sitting there.
Now, Prime, they were singing the on TV. You could hear the Eagles fans singing the Minnesota
fight song. Yeah. Because I mean, he was over there by himself trying to start the chant, and like everybody looked at him like, "Dude, you serious right now?" He sat down.
Our fans started singing that song.
No, we did. Oh, yeah. We did. Okay. That's what I'm saying. We did.
How the hell do you know that crap?
Man, we did. I mean, hey, nobody forgets about 2017 when they disrespected our, you know, the Philly Steps and everything. So
and the statue and the rock statue. Yeah. Don't forget about that.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it was a hell of a win. You know what I mean? These guys were lights out on both sides of the ball. You guys mentioned that Darius Slay did his thing. The offense was clicking. I mean, Jalen Hurts, man, looked like a quarterback. That boy looked sharp yesterday, man. Real sharp. And I was happy to go ahead and actually say he looked good all around. So, you know what I mean? I was really happy with the W and the way he played.
Now, I just had one last thing to add to it. And each one of you guys can comment on it, because I know everybody was sitting there when we gave up that long drive, that long touchdown drive, and we didn't do any, no pressure whatsoever. Now I'm sitting in the I was sitting in the casino. I'm tapping the desk like this. I was like, come on, no pressure. Come on. And then they score. What did you guys think of that entire drive? Because they meticulously just drove down the field on us, and we didn't send any pressure at any point of that entire drive. What do you guys? Did you guys think we were going back to our old ways?
I don't think so.
I'm not gonna lie. It had me just second guessing what I had seen, essentially, everything leading up to that point. Because I mean, Gannon had a really good game plan up until that point, and then it was just one drive. I feel like that kind of got away from him. Not that it's an excuse or anything like that, but I think I understand. I'm saying just the way that he commanded the rest of the game. I'm not going to fault him for one single solitary drive where I think he did the rest of the game very well.
Now, Mal, I mean, you've been I'd love to hear what you have to say, my guy. How you feeling? You're bottling in. Let it go. Let it rip.
I mean, the man's talking 17 to 0. He got to have something good to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, y'all talked about most of it. I really want to focus on Miles Sanders and TJ Edwards, though, man. Like, those two play incredibly yesterday. I think Miles Sanders is earning a new contract potentially, right? I don't know if the Eagles are going to pay him, but he's in a situation where he looked really good, man. You know, he's, I believe, seventh in the NFL right now in rushing. Even through 2 weeks, I don't know that we would ever imagine that would be the case. It's been highly effective. It's so far rushed for 9 first downs. Just been consistent, was consistent yesterday. I was definitely disappointed to see the Eagles take their foot off the gas, because I feel like you really want to bury a team like Minnesota, right? Like, you know, Hollis, to your point, that drive was a bit scary. There were times in the second half where you're like, yo, is this going to turn into one of these games where we lose at the last second just because we didn't stay aggressive? So I think that from that standpoint, I would love to see Philly just keep destroying competition. on the way to that Super Bowl. Like, let's embarrass these fools, man. People was talking crazy about this Eagles team 3 weeks ago, right? And so, you know, to be 2-0, to beat Detroit, who absolutely beat the brakes off of Washington, and I think is potentially going to be above 500 football team at the end of things, and how they did Green Bay. And so, you know, Minnesota embarrassed Green Bay and then came out and got embarrassed themselves. I feel like the Eagles are sitting at the top, and TJ Edwards had a hell of a game, bro. So, you know, seeing his linebackers continuing to be productive excites me. Kazir White had another one. Darius Slay made plays all over the place. James Bradbury made plays.
Yes. You know,
he made several plays on the tight end, breaking passes up. It was just an all-around, really impressive game. Was glad to see Fletch get in on the mix, too. I feel like that was a good move to get him after the quarterback, and getting that strip sack was big time.
How about Epps just earning that role as the second safety as well? Man, bro, I'm loving some Marcus Epps so far this year. Prime, you're muted.
Marcus Epps is great in run fits, bro. Yeah. He gets downhill and makes those right. It makes the right choices. I love it.
Dude, he pops, bro. He's gonna have some forced fumbles this year for sure.
That's two straight games now. He's giving us a good pop, and I'm loving it, man. You know what I mean? If he can average a pop or two each game, I'm good. Mal, and I appreciate the fact that you talked Miles up, bro, because I've been trying to tell people he's sleeping on him. He's doing his thing, and yo, he's looking more aggressive. Bro. Me and Gail were talking about that in the stands last night. Like, yo, it must have really clicked in on the offseason on what they were talking to him about, what he needs to do better, because that's exactly what he's doing. He went ham. He went ham on that line yesterday. He didn't give up. You know what I mean? He wasn't doing the south to west. He was doing, you know what I mean? He wasn't doing the east to west. He was doing the north to south, and that's what he needed to do, bro. Like, just keep going. Just drive that bitch down, and look at the amount of yards he was getting, man. He was killing it, and I loved it. I loved
seeing it. And in that same vein, can we just take a moment and realize, like, how many guys that we can – that are just straight killers on this team in open space? Like, look at A.J. Brown, Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts. Like, you got guys that you get them –
Gainwell. You have Gainwell there.
I mean, Devontae Smith, we don't talk about him, but Devontae got the – Goddard could get in the space and get busy.
That one catch that A.J. Brown had in the middle of the field, and then he just stopped that defender in his tracks and then got another, like, what, 15, 20 yards just making a move around him. Like, that was insane. Bro. And then you throw in, like, we got to talk about Jalen Hurts' touchdown runs, but specifically the second one where he just muscled his way. That was unreal, man. Like, we've been talking about, you know, Jalen Hurts can squat 600 pounds. You saw that on full display in that play right there, man.
Actually, I think about Jalen Hurts.
The funny thing you said about the 600-pound squat, somebody merged those two together in highlights because they got it on tape with him deadlifting the 600. Squatting or deadlifting, but it got the play where he pushes everybody to the end zone. It's actually pretty sweet.
That's cool.
I was admiring it. Hey, did you do my video, man? No.
The thing about Jalen Hurts, what he was speaking in his press conference, talking about, like, he's like, I don't care about how we get W's. The way that we win is the way that we win. If I have to do it with my legs, or if Miles Sanders has to run the ball, or, you know, and then, you know, Quez Watkins, when he was interviewed after the game, he said, the beauty of everything is everybody, you know, eats, and everybody can be a playmaker. And you talk about, you know, guys who stepped up. Everybody got a piece of the ball last night. I felt like on offensively, and I felt like the defense, they were put in the bind because they're like, okay, what are we going to play? Are we going to play back? If not, well, if you guys are going to play back with the safeties backs, run Miles Sanders underneath. If you want, you want to leave the middle of the field open. Here comes big ass AJ, you know, taking that attention. And then Devontae Smith was, you know, again, like we said last week. Like, I don't really care if AJ eats 1 week, because Devontae's going to have to come in next week and do the same. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And this is team ball. Like, again, team ball. It's not. It's all about seeing the next guy win, and they're all part of this unit. And it seems like they're gelling right.
In our last show, I talked about the fact that Jalen had to stay on time, too. And I love the fact he took what the defense gave him, right? That, like, he didn't try to force anything. He also wasn't leaving the pocket. He was using his leg to extend plays, made some great throws under pressure great throws with the blitz in his face, did the same thing versus Detroit. I mean, we're seeing the evolution of QB1, bro. Like, it's kind of dope to see it in real time.
I agree. This is why
I was all in on him, because you know how hard he works. If Jalen wasn't going to hit, it wasn't going to because he didn't work hard. It's just because of physical limitations. But he has the physical ability to do all the things, including those deep passes. So just keep that energy, Hurts haters, man. Keep that energy, bro, because
if you take us to that chip. I agree totally with what you're saying, man. Now, what you're saying, Mal, is the truth, and I'm going to be one to go ahead and tell you. Not here to spark anything up, even though it's going to be coming sooner or later. But, you know what I mean? Like, last week, going back to last week, what I was just, like, really not happy with all the running, I realized that last night, really paying attention to the game, really seeing it up close, I see it's exactly what you said. Whatever they're going to give him, that's how he's going to play it. And that's exactly what he did last night. So I'm going to be the first one to go ahead and admit that I needed to be corrected on that, and I saw it for myself last night. When they went man, that man did his thing. When they went zone, that man did his thing. So it's all dependent. But the fact that he read that defense is what made the situation better, what made me understand it a whole lot better, how he read that defense on the field. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, remember Chris Sims said he wasn't even one of the 40 best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Top 40, son.
And I laughed at that shit the minute I saw that nonsense.
I did an appearance where I had a guy, his name is John. He's out at Carl's Cards. He's still hating on Jalen Hurts. This is for you, John. I know you're watching. I'm coming for you, sucker. I'm coming to let you know that Jalen Hurts is here to stay. I love the kid's progress. He put everybody on notice last night. I don't know if you saw when he threw that one to Jalen Watkins. How he stood there like this, like,
yeah. Yeah.
He's that guy, bro. He's him, son. He knows it, but he carries himself with a swagger and like an aura about him, like he's a leader, but he's never conceited about it. It's always humble. It's always working hard, right? Like he's the epitome of what you want in your quarterback, bro, in your starting quarterback. Yeah. And I'm excited to see the things click. I was telling my wife last night, like, it brings me so much joy to see Jalen Hurts play well, because he's a hardworking dude, humble, has sacrificed so much, has been through so much adversity, had everybody question him. And now he's standing in the MVP conversation through the first 2 weeks of the season, right? Like, for us to get to where everybody said we had to go, this is how Jalen Hurts had to play. Jalen Hurts is playing that way. It's going to be a hard football team to stop. If Gannon keeps game planning the way he did last night, stop dropping freaking Reddick against Jalen. Yo, stop dropping him into space. Send him, please, for the love of God. He should not be defending Justin Jefferson ever. But aside from that, if he could keep dialing up the pressure, keeps getting creative with his five-man and four-man fronts, listen, this could be a very dangerous football team.
And the couple times they had him on Irv Smith, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Irv Smith cooked them, and then Irv Smith got cooked by everybody else, but Reddick. And that's not no hate on Reddick. Reddick is not a defender in that regard, right? Like, he should give you a couple snaps falling back so that his rushes aren't predictable. Right. But he should be going towards the quarterback 95% of the time he's on the field. That's what he brings, right? Mismatches. Yep. And so, you know, get less predictable in that regard and send him from different places. I love that they had him going against – he beat Darisaw like two or three times yesterday. It was a beautiful thing to see, because that to me was the evolution of Gannon in real time, of like, okay, let me find you call them pigeons. Let me find the pigeons and let's work them. And I was calling it out yesterday. I'm like, man, they got a couple pigeons on this offensive line, but they was getting beat left
those
and right.
Those two guards,
the left tackle.
They was making sport of them two in the middle. It was so funny, because all they was doing, that was the first time, the second time since Gannon has been coaching our defense, that I saw the D-line eat the way that they were doing last night because of organized chaos. You can't let them always know where you are. And so if they don't always know where you are, you're putting them on notice. We were forcing the issue last night. Now, somebody in the comments asked, is he off the hook? Is he safe for now? He's safe for now, because I've seen this. I've seen him
week
do this
week, bro.
Before.
Yeah, but week to week.
Consistency. We need to do this consistently. People need to fear us. We need to put them on notice. Yeah. We have the athletes to put them on notice. We have the athletes to dictate what they can and can't do. That's yep. That's what defense is about. We gonna make you one dimensional. We're gonna make you one dimensional fast, early, yeah. and often. We're gonna do you get to do what we let you do. Other right. than that,
yeah, talk about athletes. I know Evan had mentioned it, but Darius Slay, you talk about, you know, you get a guy like Justin Jefferson, who's been like anointed as the next.
Has anyone bailed him out of prison?
As wide receiver. The fact that he's out here, you know, Darius Slay, you're going up one of the best wide receivers, and you put him in this bind, and someone told me that they had that dude on timeout, and you just talk about, you know, coming up big in a big time moment. He calls himself big time. You know, big play Slay, you know, he really set the tone. And there was that one play where he fell down, he got up kind of awkward. They send in Zach. He's like, get to the sideline, bro.
He was baiting him.
He's like,
he was baiting.
You know what he said in his interview, said he felt a little awkward, but he's like, yo, I got this, man. I got this. You know, I felt good. So he sent him off the field and he did his thing. And that's what you want to see is that, you know, Jalen Hurts talked about, you know, when you execute, it causes emotion. And I think the way that this team is playing, it feels like it's resonating within the locker room. Talk about Slay real quick. The other Slay in the building, Jennifer Slay, made it to the tailgate yesterday. And she slayed everybody. She was a superstar out there. Shout out to Mama Slay as well. She had her first taste of a Conchi tomato pie. We got it on video. We will be sharing a lot of this. A lot of fireworks, a lot of
that's one way to hug a firework.
that was Evan's shot. So I'm collecting all these photos from people so I can share them all at the same time. I will get your Slay prime photo out.
I hear you.
Stingy.
I just got to bring up one thing, but before, I mean, while we're talking about the Minnesota wideouts and receivers, what the hell is Irv Smith doing wearing 84, bro? Is that number not retired?
That's a great question, bro.
Randy is a top three wide receiver all time. That is disrespectful. You got Irv Smith had a wide open pass that just went through his hands last night. I was like, bro,
so we were Randy talking Moss, about Slay.
Yeah,
that was all Slay trying to be hella sneaky on that freaking quick out from Justin Jefferson. He was watching that the whole way, bro.
Yeah.
And Irv Smith ran right on past him. But thankfully, Irv Smith is buns and he dropped it.
Yeah, the funny thing is he was watching Justin Jefferson because of what we've seen on film.
Oh,
on
of film, course.
That crossing route, that sailing route. What the hell was that, Prime?
Julie Ertz, man. I had a thing for Julie Ertz before she left, Hollis. You know what I mean? Just to catch you up. Yeah. I still miss Julie, you know what I mean?
Congratulations on your wedding, Lucky.
See that?
But nah, that was him watching film, and I don't know if you guys remember in the Green Bay game, Justin Jefferson caught a couple of sail routes like that, that exact same way, with them clearing out. And nobody checking him, and then him just running over there by himself, and everybody's like, "Well, why is he running over there by himself?" And that was one of the reasons, because you're not supposed to cover grass. And he felt like he had, but both of them went for it at the same time. One of them was supposed to keep going for Irv. That was the safety.
Yes.
Yeah, but I agree. Well, I agree with you, Evan. I don't understand why that guy had 84 on. I mean, that shit was throwing me off watching it in the state. I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, that should be a retired jersey. I mean, Moss. Yeah.
Randy's, like he's in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that dude, that dude played like a clown yesterday because he was just, like, whining and stuff.
Disrespectful number 84, bro.
Yeah, then when he caught the one long touchdown, he did some chumpy dance. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, act like you've been there before. Actually, that reminds me of when Hugh Duck, we was playing against the Buffalo Bills, and Hugh Douglas sacked the quarterback. He jumped up and did his dance. So at the end of the game, we was going over to say what's up to Bruce Smith, because, you know, watching him as a kid and stuff, playing against him. And he's like, what's up, Bruce? He said, act like you've been there, young boy. I was like, wow, man. Talk about ruining the moment.
Tristan Archer's trying to find his way off the list right now of Aaron Sipos haters.
That's a big time tackle for a punter, man.
It was.
And he had some good kicks last night, too. I remember that was the big concern.
Watching him run after that defender was hilarious, man.
I know, man. It was hilarious. I didn't get to see the replay on how exactly Patrick Peterson getting out there getting cooked, but he could block a kick, though. Interesting.
Hollis, there's a request for when you speak to have your mic a little bit closer, saying it's a little bit hard for it to hear
you. It's a little bit hard to hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. I'll turn it up.
Oh, boy. Watch what you ask for.
Y'all ask for this.
Watch what you ask for.
Watch what you
ask. No, but that was a...
better?
Much better.
Much. How come did nobody say nothing? Oh, you didn't want to hear me talking shit, huh?
the comments have spoken. Okay. Now, talk about offensive MVP yesterday. Who are you giving that to? Who are you giving that game ball to?
God, I mean, there's only one.
I have to ask the question. Go ahead.
Jalen Hurts. Number one carried us to another victory, That's two games this year.
I will stay right there on that point because I think that's important for us to recognize is that Jalen Hurts, again, carried us to two victories. Yep. Like, there was a laundry list of things that people said he couldn't do this offseason. And in two games, he's done 95% of it, right? And so, yeah, don't get too excited. And what I love about Hurst is the same message. It's like, it's on to next week. Like, that's done. We on to next week. And right. So, you know, the team is looking forward to Washington. They're not going to rest on two victories and feel like they're above it all at this point. But Jalen Hurts has carried us to two victories.
Big time. In
two different ways.
And right? Did you hear him in the locker room as well? Post game, he's talking about, you know, he was congratulating the guys on a great win, but he said we still left money on the table. I love that mentality, man.
Yeah.
We still left money on the table out there. I mean, second half, we could have – that could have been an easy 30-40 burger yesterday.
It should have been a 40 burger.
Yeah, we took our pedal off the – we took our foot off the gas.
Yeah.
But you know what? And taking our foot off the gas a little bit, I can understand at a certain point, but once we got that kick block and then we threw that pick, it was time to just mash them and make them quit. It's like at a certain point when you start trying to, your foot can be on the gas, but when you mash them and that clock is still moving, they are going to quit. And the Vikings quit last night. Yep. They didn't want none of that, no more of that heat.
But you can see it on their faces, bro.
Yeah, and if you're out there throwing the ball, if you're out there steadily throwing the ball and the clock's stopping, you start to give them hope. But when you run the ball down their throat, and then pass a little bit here and there, whatever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's demoralizing as a defender. Trust me, I've been in those situations a couple of times.
And we also got to give flowers to Shane Steichen, man. I mean, the first 15 of both these games have been phenomenal. He has started out strong in both of these games. I think his game plans have been good. Yeah. Steichen needs his flowers as well.
Yeah, but I'll say across the board, man. Coaches, bro, they did their thing.
Yeah. Defensive MVP. Who do you have?
Big play.
I'm going Josh Sweat, bro. Them three pressures was big time, son.
Like, man.
The fact that he was able to generate pressure so frequently disrupted the offense. Slay was able to capitalize, and he made all the big plays. But I'm gonna diverge from the pack here and go Josh Sweat, man. Hell of a game from Sweat.
You certainly right. Sweat did do his thing. I mean, he did have a nice sack that ended up getting penalized for the face mask and everything, but he was definitely in there giving pressure. I mean, those guys were doing their thing last night. Big play Slay, you know, he was shutting it down. He had three nice clean – well, he could have – like Evan had mentioned, man, he could have had interceptions on every ball that was thrown his way. I mean, that one series, he had three attempts and finally got that interception. You know, so it was just like, he was shutting Justin Jefferson down completely.
Yo, but how about the ups and the hands on Avante Maddox, bro?
Yeah, Tay-Tay, little Tay-Tay.
Oh, yeah.
Tay-Tay had some nice plays last night.
That was sweet.
And a great read on that play, too.
Yeah, he did.
Right, to fade off the receiver.
He got blasted when he got up, though.
Oh, yeah. Yo, my wife actually yelled out loud. She was like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, I was watching that.
How did a young boy play football? She can't be saying that, bro.
But the fact that I like it, he was so amped up that he didn't even feel the hit. Like I was like, "Bro, he got blasted," but he got up. And he was like,
"Feeling it today."
Probably.
You won't feel that today. Only thing you're gonna feel today is some grass cuts and probably just the, your joints are going to be sore from just the overall, because that's the first time that we have truly actually defensively. It was an ass whooping. We laid down the gauntlet this time, and we kept our foot on the gas instead of the one drive. It's the first game we didn't give up 2+ drives of 8 plays or more.
Yeah. Penalties killed yesterday too, man. I mean, all that illegal man down the field.
That was bullshit, though, man. I'm looking. I was looking at the replay, that was the first time I ever seen that many.
Five illegal man downfield.
Yeah, what was that one penalty?
It was
that
on
we
six.
Ended up...
It was six, though. It was one on them. It was one on the.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was six altogether. Evan, yeah. I think you're going to ask about the play where they called
offensive
pass interference on Dallas Goedert.
No. It wasn't against the Eagles. It was in the Eagles' favor. But I just remember it was a third down play. I forget what the call even was.
He was blocking the dude. You can't start blocking if the ball is not thrown behind the line of scrimmage. You can't start blocking downfield.
I get blocking downfield. It wasn't blocking downfield though. It was a different play.
You're talking about when they got called for illegal man downfield.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't understand that one either.
Yeah, they were on defense. I didn't understand that one either.
And it was the same referee.
Yeah.
The same referee, like I don't understand
that crew needs to be fired because
it was that, and then the crew. There was three penalties that they did call, and then they ended up retracting the penalty, talking about there's no foul on the play.
That Sayamalu blocked downfield though, that was brutal. I mean, that was just like such a either he was so quick past the line of scrimmage. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I think one of those refs was a retired NBA ref from Delco, if you know. the one that was betting on the NBA. I forget his name, but I don't want to call people out. But I just thought that was weird. I was like, yo, they got money on the game because it seems like they're trying to slow down the offense right here.
Calls. I mean, not the intentional grounding that they were going for, that the Eagles were trying to get called, where Kirk Cousins threw it to Dalvin Cook, and Dalvin Cook was like 15 yards away from the football. It was just a lot of calls last night. We were just kind of like, I don't know about Donahue,
that's his name. That's like the illegal ref, because I was at the casino, and we were in the casino wondering, well, did we see any referees put money on the game? Because those first two, with you from home watching those first three calls and then being able to rewind it and see that the guy with the legally downfield, you had to be 3 yards or more downfield. The three that they called on us, our guys was like two, maybe 2.5 yards downfield. It wasn't egregious. It was god awful calling. And then the pass interference, when the offense pass interference, they called it on the call. That was god awful too. He was trying to get out of his way. Yeah.
Yo, Devontae definitely tried to get out of his way. He was trying to move out of the way.
And that was the first time I see Devontae black out on the ref. He was blacking out.
Oh yeah, Go ahead. Well, no, because when you're on the field and you know you didn't do something, right. You be like, come on, dude. You caught me on anything else, but not that.
Sirianni was going eight, because like he went up and down, dude, up and down. Like I was like,
especially after he saw the replay, he lost his shit.
Yeah, and that's why I like Sirianni, because he's ultra competitive. But it's like when he sees shit, he's like, come on, man. Because at first I think he was a little apprehensive last year because it was his rookie year, but now he be in their ass like a pair of tight drawers. It's like you have to be, because some crews you get, it's like they're supposed to work together and they never want to be wrong. If you missed a call, you say you missed a call. It's like, but don't act like you didn't know that didn't happen. That is on the Jumbotron. Right, Come on.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shout out to Dolan's Bar. Says, leave those mob influence refs alone. They need to make money too. Delco, mob life. Hey,
that's my boy PJ. What's up, PJ? Oh, that's some Dolan's out there, and really, I mean, it's one of my dive bars.
Your local watering hole.
Yeah, one of my local watering holes. I go out there
where everyone knows your name.
Yeah, everybody knows my name out there. And Dolan's, that's the spot.
Everybody knows your name. Yeah. We have to head out there. Shout out to Dolan's Bar.
Yeah, we could do an on-site thing out there one of these times. But can I ask everybody a quick question?
Sure.
At the end of the game, how much jubilation was it? Because I don't know if you guys watched some of the pregame show. They had us getting our ass kicked. Mm-hmm. Now, how much jubilation do you guys feel when we feed them the nice turd sandwich that we gave them? Because I'd be waiting to see these jackasses in person. So I was like, what the hell was you thinking? Really?
Can I start off by answering
real quick?
So I'm actually going to go back to Tuesday. I like to watch the Inside the NFL.
Yes. You know
what I mean? And then when they do their predictions. So as I'm watching it, Brandon Marshall had picked us, Julian Edelman, that dude started running his mouth because now they factor in the over and under on their predictions. So, you know, he was definitely trying to influence people. Don't even mess with the score. Vikings are going to go ahead and run all over them. I even have a clip of the video and I want to replay it. You know what I mean? And he was just so confident that the Vikings were going to go ahead and stomp us. And then you had Ray Lewis, same energy, swearing the Vikings were going to go ahead and stomp us. And then Phil Sims, of all people, I was very surprised that he went with us. But with that being said, it actually started on Tuesday with me, man. I just love the fact that these people are underestimating us, you know, and it goes throughout the whole week. You know, you had people calling me up like, yo, you need to worry about the Vikings. Y'all need to worry about the Vikings. Y'all need to worry about the Vikings. Yo, music to my ears. I ain't got to worry about shit because I knew what my team was all about. They showed that shit last night. They came. They conquered. I was getting asked during the tailgate. I was asking people who are really – really good at their shit, and then they were even coming out saying, oh, I'm scared about tonight's game. Well, you know what? To all you mother effers, all right, it's my ass. You see how they came, they conquered that game last night, and they held it down, and we got the W. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Hey, next time if they say they're scared, tell them to call the police, because this is not for the scared. Football is not for scared.
Ain't nothing to be scared about, man.
Well, yeah. My thing is, like, you've seen this. I mean, a lot of y'all have been watching the Eagles long enough. Like, you've seen the numerous amounts of teams that have come year in and year out. You don't see what you see in this team right off the bat. Like, there's the trench warfare is amazing. They poured money there. The thing that everybody talked about was Jalen Hurts. Can he progress? Mm-hmm. He showed you that too. Now, like, what is it? This whole like scare. Like, when did people coming into the link become a scary moment? Like, yeah, you're coming into the link, you're coming in a home opener vibes. Like, the energy, you know, I felt overall the energy was there, but I periodically get people in my DMs. I'm a little concerned. I'm like, I like this team. I like what they see. I see off the field as well. I think they're connecting well. I think, yeah, and I think they're not even, I don't even think they're at
they're not even scratching the surface yet.
Yo, they haven't even got there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We ain't seen the best iteration of this team yet. So yeah, this is wild.
I mean, to answer Tank's question, I mean, like, it starts off with, like, I was sitting around watching highlights all last night after the game. And then, you know, you watch enough of the highlights and you just start to go to the timeline. You're seeing what people are saying. And you're just getting caught up in the jubilation of how happy everybody is. But I will play devil's advocate for prior to the game. I was nervous about the game, and now
is that why Santa Slay wasn't moving, Evan? Damn it, man.
That's why Santa Slay. Yeah, I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to win the game. I thought it was going to be a shootout, though.
So, Evan, were you mumbling the fight song?
I wasn't mumbling the fight song.
You were mumbling the fight song.
I was not.
This is my take. I'm a ride or die with my squad. I don't. It's like my squad can kick your squad ass. I'm not scared. If we lose, we lose. But if we lose together, believing that we can kick your ass. If you don't believe that, I don't need you around. Either you're with me or against me.
I'm not against you.
With me or against me.
We view it through two different eyes. You're a former player. I'm an honest guy. I'm an honest guy. I'll tell you my honest answer. I'm not trying to kill your vibe, but I view it from an Eagles fan's perspective. Not a former player. Let me finish. And so, as an Eagles fan, I've been an Eagles fan for 26 years now. And often, when it feels too good to be true, it is. And so that's the type of thing that sits in the back of my mind in the beginning of a season. I went into, after we won the Super Bowl, I was on top of the world. And then what happened? You know what I mean? We went in with such high expectations the year we won, after we won the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's just that it's a mentality thing. I have full faith in Jalen Hurts. I have full faith in this Eagles team. It's just a matter of whenever, as an Eagles fan, you feel like everything is going so well, you're just waiting for that shoe to drop, man. That's really what it comes down to.
I think for me, like, this team passed the smell test, right? That, like, when you look at them play all components, all three phases of the game, you see them doing enough correctly that they could beat most teams no matter what the other team is really coming out to do. And so you ask, like, my level of jubilation. I was so amped. I literally rewatched the entire game as soon as they posted it on NFL Plus so I could pull the Jalen Hurts clips that I posted today, because it was a masterpiece, right? Like, we're talking about a QB1 masterclass that Jalen Hurts went out and dictated to a good defense, right? Like, Minnesota's defense is solid across the board, all three levels, and he dictated to them throughout that entire first half. Second half, you know, he made some plays. Again, we weren't as aggressive. But, like, jubilation, man, 117-0. I've been standing on this for months. And it's just funny to now see all these people who was talking crazy on the timeline drifting towards the bandwagon, slowly but surely. You hear a lot less of the Eagles hate. You hear a lot less of Jalen Hurts can't do it. You hear a lot less about now all of a sudden we're not really hearing about his arm strength no more. Magically, he could throw deep balls now. Everybody,
hold on, because this is definitely targeted at Evan. This is targeted at Evan.
This ain't targeted at you. This is targeted at a lot of people.
It's not only that
Jalen Hurts couldn't make NFL throws. When you went back and looked at him play over the past two seasons, his rookie year, full last year, in these first two games, you see him make every single throw that an NFL quarterback has to make. And you're seeing them making it on time. You're seeing them using proper mechanics now, right? Like, you're seeing the evolution of one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in the game right now. Yep. He has the tools around him. He has an offensive line in front of him. Yo, if they keep clicking like this, bro, this is going to be a very, very difficult team to beat any day of the week.
Now, to piggyback off of your comment, Mel, like, you know, the fundamentals is something that if you are watching the tape, and you're watching, you know, as he progresses year to year and year. And this is what, like, you're talking about his feet being pointed. You know, he's set and ready to throw.
He's wearing the shoulders
You talk about reading the field, getting to the progressions. The whole thing about he's not, you know, they start showing you those cones where he's not hitting. What else do you have to say? He's hitting the middle of the field. He has a guy in A.J. Brown. Not Jalen Reagor coming across the middle. A guy like A.J. Brown who draws attention. Now safeties are in a bind when you got a Quez over top. Now you have Route God Jr. and Devontae Smith doing work. You leave him one-on-one, see what happens. So now
Zach
he's hitting.
Haskell, bro. We're not even talking about do the dirty work, Zach Haskell. He top goon. He going to beat you up if you hit somebody too hard. He going to run the dirty routes. He made a tackle on Reagor on the punt return. Zach Haskell everywhere, dog. He's like, that was a great signing. Next. Like
the enforcer.
That's the
don't even be surprised if he has a great game against Washington this weekend.
See, I can see him getting in the end zone, bro, because he fights. He's a fighter, right? And, like, this team, it's a bunch of fighters on this team. And, like, that, I think, Ev, to your point before, like, this is why I feel so confident because we have a bunch of fighters, because we have people that aren't going to look like Minnesota on the sideline. You saw Justin Jefferson's face. He was sick as hell. You saw the defense's face. They were sick as hell. You seen the coach's face. He was sick as hell. Ed Donatell, yeah, sick as hell. They were sick. Sick.
And right? Did you and see? So,
that's what I love it. Now, next time, crush they will. Make them go home and cry on the shoulders of their spouses, son. That's what I want to see, bro. I want to see. Make them go home and hug their children because this game was so crucially terrible for them. That's what I want.
Did you see Justin Jefferson as well? He said apparently there was something that was out there that if the Vikings had won that game, he was going to be spouting off at the mouth at the post-game press conference. I didn't happen to catch what he had to say. I mean, Justin Jefferson, anything over there?
We never going to know.
The world will never know.
I like to touch upon what Elena's this comment that Elena's got. You guys got up on Elena. She's absolutely right. The developing. Yes. He developed on everything that I was skeptical about last year of him going into the season. He definitely developed. So that's why I'm encouraged and I'm on board and I'm with you, man. Like, this is our QB, man. This is the guy. This is him. You know what I mean?
But this is something I've
always mentioned coming out of last season. Like, yo, I'm with him and I'm all in. But he just has to develop, and that's exactly what he did this offseason because he's shown.
Yeah, I never had any buts about it. I knew what kind of kid he was. I watched him in college, all through college, and then I love the part his latter years of college where he went from one school to another as a man, knowing that you want to get seen in your senior year and you're not going to get it done in one place. You go to another big time university, learn and just ball out. And I was like, okay, this kid is gonna be something. And when I knew why we drafted him. A lot of people didn't know why we drafted him in the second round because our quarterback, who did help lead us to the playoffs, he was often hurt. He got hurt in the playoffs, and he didn't make that same
work ethic, yo. You know what I mean? Like the development that we see from Jalen Hurts. If you watch Carson Wentz didn't have these same developmental jumps. Carson Wentz was just physically imposing. Carson Wentz had the physical, prototypical QB1 body type. But when you look at his sloppy mechanics, he was taking the injuries caught up to him eventually. You know, his inability to process the offense in a way that we could constantly – like, I don't think Carson Wentz wins that Super Bowl, right? Like, I think that Nick Foles was the guy that got us where we need to go because he doesn't have this same physical skill set. He had limitations he had to manage, so he managed it through here, right? And so you see Jalen Hurts with all of these developmental steps. And I want to go on record just saying this piece. I firmly believe that Jalen Hurts is also going to sign a team-friendly, incentive-laden deal so that the Eagles can continue to surround him with great talent on both sides of the ball. I don't see him being a dude that's going to sign for $40 million. $25 million maybe flat, and then the rest tied to statistics, right? The rest tied to how well the team does because that's the kind of dude he is, and he believes in himself, so he'll bet on himself for that, right? And so I'm just excited to see where this all heads because that gamble, that risk that the Eagles took in Jalen Hurts could potentially pay off in a gigantic way. And 5 years from now, we could be talking about an Eagles dynasty potentially if things keep going in the direction in which it's headed.
Now, talk about Lena's comment below on developing. You know, the one thing that didn't need to be developed is Jalen's leadership. That's the kind of thing where guys will follow the leader. They will follow a guy who represents that in every single word. And being a quarterback, you got to have those kind of skills, man. You seen it the minute he stepped on the field in Green Bay, juice, energy. But you can't really describe. But at the end of the day, guys will follow, and that's something about Jalen. You can't take away from him. He's a leader on and off the field. You know, me and Evan going to his football camp he did for, you know, free football camp for kids in Philly. He's just a humble dude, and it's not forced. And I think it's definitely resonating. I mean, it's definitely resonating within the locker room. It's something that it can't be taught. And y'all Hurts haters, you have to to make a choice. You have to make a choice.
I'm so happy that they sick, yo, that they sitting. Yeah. and but, he's doing right now. Like, how can I hate on him more creatively now? Yeah, think of a new angle. Think new angles up, son.
Yes, they have. Well,
do you guys feel torn when you? I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to. Like, I do. I've gotten messages all morning, like, I'm a believer now, or like, you know, like it's a weird space to be. I'm not there. I wouldn't know how that feels right now. But
I'm like Hollis, bro. It's ride or die, man. Like, I bleed green if you cut me. So for me, I've been in, and I was out on Carson Wentz a long time ago, and so you know, to see the development, like Jalen, Gail, what you said. Jalen's leadership skills, right? Like Hollis, you talked about him in college. He's a coach's son. Like, he understands the game, bro, right? He understands the game. When people talk about his inability is not intelligence. It's not leadership. He has all the intangibles. The question was, does he have the tangible skill set to, like, convert all of this into winning football games?
Yep.
And again, if he keeps playing like he has the past 2 weeks, they can win a lot of football games. I'm saying 17 of them things. But in reality, if we fall short of 17 of them things, it's going to be a good 13 to 14 of them things. And so, listen, if this team gets home field advantage in the playoffs, I don't think people try to come to the link, son. For real? I don't think people try to come to the link come playoff time, because it's going to be jumping, and it's not going to be a lot of, we don't know. Nah, it's going to be in there. We're going to be souped up and ready to go, bro.
The one thing that I liked about Jalen was his ability to take the coaching, and everybody was talking about what he couldn't do, but I knew he had the wherewithal to take the coaching because watching him from going from Alabama to Oklahoma and getting with Lincoln Riley tuning him up a little bit and getting his throw motions down, I knew the kid took the coaching. That was the one thing that I heard about Carson, that he wouldn't take the coaching. He knew more than the coaches. And there's some stuff that you have to take coaching, because sometimes the guys on the sideline see more than you see. Right. So they're trying to coach you up on what they see. He wasn't taking some of the coaching, that he was making bad decisions. It's like, you put those together and you're going to implode. You're going to lead the league in throwing picks. It's like when you change a run to pass, and it should be a run, will you double pump on the blitz and let the linebacker get to your underneath route and then throw it? And throw a pick six, those are bad decisions. And he wasn't taking the coaching because he felt like he knew it all. That's one of the main things that would make me love Jalen Hurts is his ability to take the coaching. And if you take the coaching, it's humility. You got to take it. Yeah. It's like, you got to be able to take when somebody says you're wrong, Evan.
I'm handling work over here.
I'm only teasing you. I just saw you looking down. but that was my one thing. That was one reason why I was on board with this kid from the word go, was because of his ability to take coaching, also being the coach's son, and being able to have the humility and stuff just to be a man.
Hey, now Bob, real quick. Yeah, Bob said 7. Why I say 17? Just because that's regular season. But 20-0, you're right. I'm gonna stand on business. 20-0, we out here, bro. You are correct, sir.
Now Bob says we just need everyone to stop. Now Bob's from Down Under. Shout out to you for. Okay. He says we just need everyone to stop talking about Metcalf and Jefferson. And Jefferson. Remember, we stole Hurts in the second round. Suck it, rest of the league. it's funny when you look back at that scenario and you think about draft night and you think about where we are to now, you know, sometimes things happen for a reason. Sometimes we don't know things on the inside. I know Hollis might know some things on the inside. So, at the end of the day, I don't really care about the past now. I feel like I'm just looking towards the future of this team and them building together. But I do want to also give a shout out to all the people that are in the chat. Some of you guys that are in the chat now, we're at the tailgate again, meeting a lot of you guys in person, hearing this, you know, the stories of why you listen to the podcast or why you listen to our takes. We appreciate it wholeheartedly. I met some of your families, you know, some of y'all brought your kids. A shout out to my guy from Kansas City came in. I saw some families that came down there. Some of their families are from Philly. One guy comes from Oregon, and they came out there to have a good time. That was their moment to shine as a family at the tailgate. They had a good time. I'm trying to think What else? Any other crazy moments?
I got a quick shout out to my boy and who's watching us. His name is Ian, and from Ireland. He clicked in. So shout out to him and everybody over there that's watching us. So
we had some guys from England that came in. It was their first time coming to an Eagles game, and they chose to hang with us. That was dope. Nice. We gave him shout out to Lowski as well, who did a great job on the the libations, man. He had that party, always jumping, always a good time with Lowski. But did you guys eat enough on the day?
I got it in with one of Evan's famous cheesesteaks. You know what I mean? That was enough for me to go ahead and hold it down for the rest of the night. So I was good with that. Oh, and by the way, the cheesesteak that we saved for Miss Slay, you know what I mean? Evan, I want to thank you, because when I left that stadium and the fact that she didn't eat it, don't worry about it.
I didn't even get to her.
I took care of that.
I bet you ate it before you even got to the stadium.
No. I took care of that bad boy after the game. So it didn't go to waste, just so you know.
I was over there with Philly Sports Trips at the gatehouse in the Naval Yard, and Cavs people had put it down with some filet mignon, some burgers, and some mussels and whatnot. And they had a pasta salad, though. I don't know if it was pasta salad or just pasta. It was delicious. I was full as I'll get out before I got to Live Casino.
That's a perfect time to also. We're all going to be heading down to a trip to this weekend in DC. 1,000+ fans going down to FedEx Field. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. September 25th. We're coming for you, Carson. It's not really about Carson to me, because we're gonna take it to that team.
It's about Carson to me. You're saying what's up to this chump? I'm for the defensive players that never got to hit their chump, because when I went to the Saints and I got the chance to hit Donovan, I was lighting his life up every chance I got.
What did you say to Donovan when you hit him?
I laughed at him because I knew the play that they were running. I think they thought I forgot. See, it's the difference between a revenge game, because they ousted you because they didn't want to pay you, and the revenge game. My revenge was at the first play of the game, I knew it was going to be a play action fake, and Donovan was going to stand back there like he didn't have the ball. I lit up his life.
Yeah, that's got. I mean, for the amount of time that you spent in Philadelphia to come back and play, obviously you're tied to the city, but like, what is that feeling like? Is there a feeling of like, all right, this is just business?
The game was in New Orleans, so I never came back to Philly and played against some Sparklers.
Well, I mean, playing against Philly, how does that feel though?
Playing against Philly, it was kind of funny because I know Westbrook was like, oh, you left the squad and you got a little more nastier. I was like, yeah, you've just never been on the receiving end of this ass whooping. I was like, well, that was the thing. It was like, because they had never seen me in game mode. And so they see me in game mode, but we were on the same team. When I'm out there, if you're not on my squad, fuck you. I'm out there to whoop your ass. And that's what they saw. And Westbrook was like, damn, he got nasty as fuck. I was like, no, you just never been on the receiving end of this. Because I was in their backfield doing backfield bootlegging.
I saw a lot of players going up to Rager during periodically to the game. But I felt like there's at one point, it's like, you're going to the sideline. You used to go to that sideline, but he's going to the sidelines. And I'm like, to the Viking sideline, I was like, bro, that's got to be a weird ass feeling. Especially, he was getting booed out of his mind. Like I've been to a lot of Eagles games. I have never seen a man returning punts get booed so loudly
think about this. You did absolutely nothing in the city of Philadelphia. And this is supposed to be a revenge game? Revenge for who? Revenge for us? We get to boo your ass more now? You did nothing. You did nothing for the squad, nothing for the city. Come on, man. Mm. It's like when you look at it, and then you got the nerve to still be talking and bumping your gum. We tried to give you a new scenery. You should have said you should have thanked us for drafting your goofy ass. And then you should have thanked us for giving you some new scenery to look at, because you should be sorry that it didn't work out here. But it's revenge. It's revenge, really. You on mute, Prime?
I'm saying he ended up throwing his hands up at us like when we were booing him and everything. And then he got the ball. And then, of course, he did his average 2 yards gain, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he had his 2 kickoff returns for a total of 7 yards last night. All right, he had 1 reception for what, another 7 yards, and then he had the 1 run for 17 yards. And other than that, that was it, you know what I'm saying? And then Slay probably had more receptions than he did, you know, and that was coming from his own quarterback. So, I mean, look, Rager.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, revenge my ass.
He's a clown. He's a clown. Yeah, revenge my ass, my too. Yeah.
Now, I know we will be following up with a podcast on the preview for the Washington Commanders.
Yes, remember Commanders, but, you know, not Redskins, Commanders.
Commanders. So I mean, this is the recap. I think it's just overall, it's just good vibes right now. I think you really shouldn't. Everybody wants the perfect game. Everybody wants the perfect W. And I think Jalen Hurts talking about, like, you know, any way you get a W, it's a great thing in the NFL. I think stacking dubs is a thing. Building confidence is a thing. I think a lot of players are stepping up. And I think, it feels like everybody's bought in. Right now I'm just getting a really good vibe from this team.
Absolutely.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the vibe with this team, with you guys making up.
I'm on 10, mainly because I see a lot of guys who haven't really peaked yet, because it's going to be the season is going to be some people are on the rise, and as you come out of training camp, you never know when you're going to hit that stride where you back to form, I call it ass kicking form, because it takes a minute for you to get your steps right, your hand placement. You might be good at it. It's like you might have some good times, but as the season progresses, then you start getting on a roll, and then you're kicking ass on the regular, and things are back the way they're supposed to be. And that's when I think we'll see the perfect game. As the season progresses, we're going to get these, and as the season progresses, I think we're going to get that perfect game where it's offense, defense, and special teams, everything. But you got to wait till everybody's going to hit their stride. Everybody's not going to hit the stride at the same time. Different guys are going to be hitting their stride, and then as they catch up with everybody else, then we're going to see the perfect game.
Now, shout out to Jason in the comments. We were kicking with Jason in Detroit. He says, "Hey, y'all, I wore my Eagles green today in Minnesota. The Vikings fans gave me that nauseating look and scampered away." Laugh out loud. I actually shout out to my guy Xavier. He works at the Lids, local Lids that are close to where I live, and he's actually a Viking fan. I invited him to tailgate. He got lost, but I did connect with him in the stadium. Ran into him. But then I went back to see him today and see how he felt. And
is he from Minnesota?
He gave me he's actually from Jersey.
How did you become a Minnesota fan?
Bro, he's a Vikings Bulls fan. It's weird. So I just asked him. He gave me a very honest answer. He said that Kirk Cousins, this is a Kirk Cousins type of thing, not showing up in prime time. 2-10 on Monday Night Football is a weird thing for a guy who got changed the quarterback market. It's a weird thing to be.
He's 61 and 62 and 2. He was 61 and 61 as a starter. Kirk Cousins. You ever know my moniker, Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins sucks. I've always said that. Because he came back in the game in Washington one time and walked by the camera. I have to send it to you guys. He's like, "You like that, don't you?" I was like, "You literally suck." I was, what do you mean? You threw picks for you to even have to make a comeback. But ever since then, I've been like, man, Kirk Cousins sucks.
And I actually had Todd to put from,
But I had to put on a T-shirt that he said you like that. It was a picture of him saying you like that, don't you? Pointing. I had to put on a T-shirt because he beat us one time. I was pissed.
Now, we got a comment from Devin here. He says, trap game. Carson's playing hot.
Oh, man.
He's comfortable at home. Got to be careful. Hope I'm wrong. Like I was with Hurts. My public apology.
But he is correct about it slightly being a trap game. But I don't think the guys are going to fall into that trap because it's an NFC East matchup. They kind of know what to expect. And that this is the one thing that I do like about this matchup is it's going to be a good barometer, especially for our offense, because they have a good defense. They got smacked around against the Lions, but you can't expect that to happen every week. And it'll be a good test for our secondary against them and to see if Jonathan Gannon still is going to be aggressive, because you've seen Carson before when he's under duress, he will throw it to you. So
I thoroughly enjoyed watching him get trashed.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, did you see preseason against the Chiefs? Dude, he stood back there and held the ball for like 20 minutes. I was like, dude, what are you doing? It's like, come on, you have to make a decision, pull it down and run or something. They had him in practice, and Montez Sweat was running behind him, telling him, throw the ball. Like, dude, come on. We can't make this shit up.
Yeah, man. Before we get out of here, I just want to appreciate everyone, joining the podcast, joining this chat. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you subscribe on all platforms. Make sure you come out to the tailgate. We're going to be down with Philly Sports Trips in DC area doing our thing. Make sure if you want to go to them, hit up Philly Sports Trips. I don't know, if they're bringing extra people, they could be. Still bringing on people?
Still people can sign up for the tailgate. I think we get to bus capacity, but if you want to meet us down at the tailgate, all that information should be on phillysportstrips.com.
Yes, sir. And also, last word before we get at her, we'll start with you, Mel.
Phenomenal. And you could apply it to anything. The offense, defense, coaching, Jalen Hurts, whoever, however, phenomenal. All of it was phenomenal, man. Just excited to see this team playing well. Excited to see them going to Washington. I'm not super worried about letdown games. You might lose, but I feel like this is the type of team that'll lose given maximum effort, right? And if you give all the effort you have and you lose, you lost to a better team. If you play poorly and make a bunch of mistakes and you lose, who knows? So I believe this team will keep giving effort. 20-0, that's the new stance, right? I just fixed it. We 20-0 now. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, excited. Phenomenal, phenomenal game.
Hollis, what's your last word, man?
My last word is I knew the season was going to be exciting, especially last year. And we added some more pieces. And I'm just excited each week, week in and week out, just to see the guys go out there and play and have a good time. It's been a while since we've been this way on both sides of the ball. And I hope that I don't have any worries. I just want to make sure that our coach shows some consistency just as well as our players are showing. You know what I'm talking about, the boy. What's his name? Jonathan Gannon. Make sure he shows the consistency that everybody else is showing it. And keep putting that pressure on them clowns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Al! That's my guy, Al. Al is a bus driver. Used to be our bus driver for the Eagles, for the Birds all the time. Yeah, I think he still does it on the home game. But I think
we called him last year at the Redskins game.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Jock Talk has been asking this question. I've been missing it. This is the third Joe. He's like, Hollis, what was the most you ever bench pressed one time?
600.
What?
I still can do 550 right now. I can go in the weight room and just put 405 on and do 10 reps.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
All right, let's go.
We're gonna do a weightlifting segment with. All right, I'll record it.
All right, that's cool.
I'll record it. Now, Prime, last word, man. I mean, shout out to Prime, man. You were killing all day, man. You were out there with me from 6:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
6:30?
Yeah, man. We
damn.
Were
out there,
it was definitely an exhausting day, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm still not feeling it because I'd be lying to you. But no. Shout out to you, bro, for putting a good game plan together. The tailgate was another epic tailgate that we had. If it wasn't for everybody that showed up yesterday, none of it would have been possible. I mean, so shout out to the people that decided to come and join us. You guys were there early. You guys were there to the end. It was a great tailgate, great turnout. To the Minnesota Viking fans that ended up showing to our tailgate, some of y'all got to see the hospitality us Eagles fans give you. And then you had some that were being a little sweet and a little childish yesterday, but it's all good. You're going to go ahead and get love from me. And, you know, at the end of the day, I want you to understand, I'm going to still be me. I'm going to still be Prime. You know what I mean? So if you're in my way and you're going to get Prime, you're going to get Prime. If you don't like it, don't come to the tailgate. That's how I'm just going to keep, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep it 100 with you on that. But with that being said, it was a great, great day, great night. We pulled off the W, so that definitely was the cherry on the cake. I'm very excited going into Washington. Definitely looking forward to go see my ex. We got a lot of love for him. I still got some love
ain't
for my
no
ex.
We, you know brother. I
mean? Ain't no we.
Yeah, my bad.
What are you, French? We monsieur.
Sure. Definitely looking forward to the trip to Washington. Me and the wife are going to go ahead and join the Philly sports team on the bus trip up there, because I know Gail and these guys are going to go ahead and probably take the trip the night before. So we'll definitely eventually all catch up there, and looking forward to go ahead and taking over that stadium like we normally do. So, you know, I mean, we got 1,000+ fans that are already joining the Philly sports trip buses, and, you know, we're going to take over that stadium because, you know, I mean, Carson's got to get ready, and he's going to be really hearing this. So it's going to be, you know, a Eagles takeover once again when it comes to the Washington Eagles game.
It's going to be funny to see him get booed at the home stadium. Bro. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
To follow up on Prime, and thanks again for everyone who showed up to the tailgate. I thought everyone had a great time from everything people were saying and the messages that we're getting on Twitter and all socials. I definitely try to get back to all of y'all. And I'm trying to share these pictures as soon as possible, because I'm sorting through all of them, trying to do a video, trying to do this podcast today. But right after this, I'm going to get to it. The vibes are right now. Let's keep building on these W's, building off the energy. And fans, support your squad, man. We're 2-0. Yes, we're about to be 3-0. We'll see you guys on the next one. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.